Go for it. You're ready.
All right. Definitely let me know if you can hear in the back. I teach middle schoolers, so I'm good at yelling, but I try to project. But if I'm not loud enough, definitely let me know. My name is Meg. I am a compulsive overeater, a bulimic, and an anorexic.
Hi.
And I just want to say thank you very much. First of all, Sabrina, thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you to all of you for coming out today. So what's really interesting about me, I think when you ever have those icebreaker games, when you are meeting a new group of people and you have to do something like four truths and a lie, four things about yourself that are true and one that is untrue. And I always used to think to myself that what would be really cool is if I randomly threw in as one of my truths that no one would ever guess is a truth, is that I'm 32 years old. I am a doctoral candidate. I'm happily married, yet I have absolutely no idea what I actually look like, which is kind of a crazy thing, even just to say that out loud. My experience with body dysmorphia is probably one of my earliest memories from when I was a little kid. I can remember being in first grade and immediately talking to my mom because I was in one of those dance schools where you have those super attractive spandex outfits that usually are some kind of really flattering, like peach with glitter all over it, something like that. And my two friends were gymnasts, and we were all in this dance class together. And I remember coming home and talking to my mom and saying, I don't look the same in my outfit as Courtney does and as Kristen does, and I don't understand why. And my mom, to her credit, she was trying to say to me, you know, oh, everybody looks different, everybody's in a different way. But that kind of began my quest in trying to find out what I actually look like on the outside. That led throughout my life to a lot of different things, from trying to find different ways to measure what I thought I looked like. So my experience with anorexia started in middle school to high school. I decided that, okay, I might not be able to know what I look like on the outside, but I know that I can eat X amount of calories a day. I know that I can weigh X amount of pounds by the end of the week, or at least I thought I could. And so I found that my journey kind of took me in a place of trying to play a numbers game, because I really had no idea. I could tell you my shoe size, my pant size, my weight, everything, but none of that really equaled to what I actually looked like on the outside. As I got further along into college, that's really when my eating issues really kind of took hold of me and went off in a bigger direction. I joined a crew team at my college, and for anybody who has eating issues, crew is not the sport to join because you get weighed before every practice, which I thought was awesome. I was like, I gotta do this, it's for the team, it's perfect. They're very into, okay, you have to weigh a certain amount in order to row, very similar to a wrestling team, something like that. And so that kind of just took me off. I had no idea what I looked like in comparison to the other people on my team, but in my mind, I wanted to find out if I could make it in the lightweight boat, then maybe I kind of looked like the other people who are in the lightweight boat. If I was 5 pounds up, then I had no idea what I looked like anymore. So going through crew, my eating disorder became pretty big and became a bigger part of my life, to the point where other people in my life started to notice it. And we had a bit of an intervention, and I agreed that I would go see a therapist. And my therapist was the first person to ever say the phrase body dysmorphia to me. I had never heard of it before, no idea what she was talking about. And I remember she had me lie down on this big piece of butcher paper, and then she traced me with a pencil so that when I got up, I could see, I guess, for the first time what I actually looked like, I guess, to other people or whatever it might be. And I remember looking at the butcher paper and thinking, I don't know who that is. I remember looking in the mirror and just thinking, I don't know who that is. And I think that as we get into food and as we get into issues with overeating or undereating, or the bulimia that I later developed, when you get so lost in that, it's impossible to remember who you are as a person anymore or remember the things that actually make you who you are. So I went through that time with a therapist. I eventually left. I developed bulimia, which I thought was the greatest thing in the entire world because I realized that I no longer had to be hungry anymore. I could just eat all this stuff and then I could throw it up and it was the best idea. So I stuck with that for a long time. Probably about when I was about 29, I came into the rooms at OA. And plenty of things happened in the interim between there. But I actually am celebrating my 2 years of abstinence tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. Thank you. It's been a really fun journey getting up to there because my abstinence is that no excessive exercise and no excessive eating. I can't really go more restrictive than that because I find that then the anorexia in my head starts talking to me or I start making comparisons to other people's abstinence and I start thinking, well, they're not eating sugar, I should probably stop eating sugar, or they're not eating flour, I should stop doing that. But again, it's just me not knowing who I am and not being true to what my abstinence needs to be. Over the past 2-3 years, I've had a lot of interesting experiences in still trying to figure out who I am as a person, what I look like on the outside, I guess, to the outside world. I teach group fitness and I'm a personal trainer, so that's one of my side jobs. And that involves walking around in spandex all day, no matter how you're feeling that day or what you ate the night before. That involves just kind of, I guess, like you fake it all the time is the best way I can describe it. People will compliment you and say, oh, you're strong, or oh, you've got great biceps or something like that, but you think, you're just comparing me to somebody else, or oh, that's not really what I look like. So being in that industry has been very interesting because I've not only had experience with people commenting to me on what I look like constantly, both in flattering and very unflattering ways. Some people just really want to share things with you. found that one out. But it's been really amazing because in the household that I grew up in, my mom definitely has some unresolved issues of her own, and that's something that I've just kind of come to peace with over the years. But she would make so many comments growing up, like, oh, like spandex is a privilege, not a right. That was one of her favorite phrases. And she's a very thin woman, and she exercises and she's very healthy, but in my opinion, as somebody in this program, in an unhealthy way. And so having all of that in my head as I was growing up and then getting to teach group exercise and personal training, meeting people along the way that were just in these incredible journeys of no matter what size they were, no matter if they were super thin and I would find out that they had been working out 8 hours a day to stay that size, or finding out that they might have been bigger but they had just lost 50 pounds, or that they had just lost 5 pounds and it was the best experience of their life, or that they had a hormonal disorder, or even that they had an addiction to food. And just kind of getting to know people on a personal level in a way that I was not expecting through group exercise and through personal training has helped me really be able to kind of piece together who I am a little bit more, both on the inside and on the outside. I am now embarking on probably one of the most interesting parts of my recovery, and definitely with my experience with body dysmorphia, because I am 4.5 months pregnant. And I'm so excited. I really, really am very excited. I didn't know after all of the things that I did to my body over the years, you know, from throwing up 10 times a day to running 20 miles to whatever it might be, if my body would ever let that happen. Huge blessing, and so, so happy and so, so terrified all at the same time. Mostly because I used to think that group exercise, people just commented on things. When you are pregnant, everybody wants to tell you everything. People are like, you're too small, and people are like, oh, your stomach just got huge, and like they just they just comment on things that they probably think are wonderful, and nobody knows what's going on in anybody else's head. But this has definitely been a new journey that I'm going on now, and I'm still early. I definitely haven't gotten to the point where I'm thinking, get this thing out of me at this point in my life, which I know it will happen down the road. But having being pregnant and finding out that it's no longer about you has been a really interesting experience so far. I am a big fan of the OA podcasts, and I listen to them quite a bit, and there was someone who was talking about the same thing. She was pregnant, or she had just had a child, and she was a former bulimic. She was, she's abstinent now, but she was talking about how there's always this assumption that, okay, if I become pregnant, then of course, you know, the baby comes first, and I can push everything else out of my head, and I would never do that. And she put that in quotation marks, and she said that on the podcast because I obviously could not see her. And it was really interesting because I obviously have kept my abstinence, which is a blessing, but it was something that I thought applied to everybody. We've hit points in our lives, every single person, where you think, I would never do that. I would never take food out of the garbage and eat it. I would never finish an entire bag of potato chips. I would never, whatever. I would never make myself sick while I was pregnant, whatever it might be. And what's important to remember about the disease is that it's constant. And it's always there. And so that has been something that I have definitely had to deal with. And again, thanks to my higher power and thanks to OA and the program, I have been able to keep my abstinence and be able to put the baby first, which is what I want to do ultimately. So as I am approaching my 32nd birthday and coming to this point in my life, I wish that I had some amazing story to share with you about now I finally know what I look like from the outside. I still have no idea. But I think with my journey as I'm going through, I'm just finding out that it's less and less important what I look like on the outside, because every single person who knows what they look like, it's just a comparison. It could be a comparison to what I looked like 10 years ago when I thought I was overweight, but then you look back at pictures of yourself and you think you looked awesome. It could be a comparison of you to the person sitting next to you. And that has been something that's been really important part of my recovery, is just not constantly comparing to other people, because every journey is individual and every journey is different. And so I'm really nervous. I have 4.5 months to go. And even today, I taught one of my exercise classes. And when you were wearing spandex, like, there's nothing, there's no secrets. Everything is like, it's right here, get ready for it. So I had somebody in my class come up to me today, and they were like, how have you been feeling? And I had told my class maybe a month ago that I was pregnant, but they hadn't been there. I was like, I'm good, how are you feeling? They're like, I'm good. And then you could tell that they were just looking at me in a very odd way. And in my head, just voices started going, and, you know, have you gained too much weight? Have you gained too little weight? Are you putting yourself before the baby? Everything just goes off in my head. And finally, I just asked them, I was like, are you going to ask me if I'm pregnant? They said, because I didn't want to make them do it, because I think they really wanted to. And they said, yeah. I was like, yeah, I am. It's okay. Everything's fine. It's been a very interesting journey to go along, and it's not something that I have figured out yet. I wish that I had some kind of amazing concluding story to tell you about just the way that it has all worked out perfectly in the end, but every single one of us is kind of just taking a step forward, and every step forward is just that, a step forward, whether it's big or whether it's small. And so I know I haven't filled my full 20 minutes yet, but thank you for letting me share.
Thanks.